The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Where are you on the play-in tournament?
I want to see these games.
There's a little randomness.
I don't see the point of that.
The play-in tournament is a great idea.
Whoever came up there need to be fired.
Well, what do you think about the play-in tournament?
I like the opportunity.
Nah, because they don't want to win me. Throw it down, King! Bridges! Oh, my God!
Let the chips fall where they may. We're ready to go.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people what they want.
The NBA regular season is over. We now know the playoff seeds and, more importantly, the eight teams that will be in the play-in tournament. One of those teams, the Los Angeles Lakers, had a game against the Pelicans yesterday. They won the game.
Pelicans blast.
However, Mr. Rose, LeBron hobbled a little bit on the ankle at the end of the game. AD looks pretty good. Are you concerned about the fragility of this Lakers team as they head into the play-in tournament in the playoffs?
I am concerned, David Jacoby, and any reasonable mind should be. LeBron James is up there in age, though still playing fantastic. It was great to see him get that steal and get out on the fast break and finish it. It was great to see him and AD out on the fast break, him throwing the no-look lob to AD. It was great to see them out there balling. And they're that dynamic duo in the league that's untouchable. And they're the defending champions. However, LeBron didn't finish the game. He had an ankle injury. He's going to be okay. They're still in the play-in. And recently, AD, who just came back from a groin injury. So this is why a 7 seed, Jacoby, has never won the NBA championship. It's just an uphill battle. And it's just less margin for error. And you know where that margin for error starts? In this year's play-in game. Going against the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry. So absolutely, they seem fragile going into the postseason.
Jalen, you said any reasonable mind would be concerned about the Lakers. Well, guess what? I'm not reasonable, and I'm also not concerned about the Lakers. You're going to pick this Lakers team in every series that they're in, and that starts with the play-in game. Wednesday night, Steph Curry, the NBA scoring king, goes up against King James and those Lakers. The Warriors got a win against the Grizzlies to put them in the eighth spot. They now have a one-game play-in for the seventh seed against the Lakers. What do you expect to see Wednesday night?
I like to go deeper in the box score, right? And so when you hear Steph Curry, greatest shooter of all time, you know, some of the great players that come to mind, maybe a Jerry West or a Pistol Pete or a Reggie Miller or a Larry Bird or Ray Allen or Dale Curry or Dale Ellis, Eddie Johnson. But let me just tell you something. What makes Steph Curry different, Jacoby, is the number of times he can go between his legs, behind the back, do a move, and accurately shoot the three. And second, and we just saw it when Jaren Jackson was trying to deny him towards the half court. Really economic with his touches. So he'll do giving goals. You don't normally see that in today's NBA. And as you know, if somebody's been following the league for as long as you have, usually the best player has the ball all of the time. Yep. He can boogie with the rock, but he can cut and move without the rock. That is something that we haven't seen with unlimited range that's going to make 10 three-pointers multiple games this year, more so than anybody else has ever done in their career in the history of the league.
It's just so great that you spent all that time celebrating Steph Curry, and you spent all that time talking about the fragility of the Lakers. However, Mr. Rose, you and I both know who's winning this play-in game. You and I both know who's winning this play-in game. Steph just doesn't have enough help, and in a play-in or a playoff scenario, you can load up against him, double him, triple him, and make someone else beat you. You and I both know who's winning Wednesday night, and I'm going to make you say it on wax. Who is winning the play-in game between these two teams?
But I got to tell you one more thing. You seen Day-Day recently?
Okay.
You seen Day-Day dunking in fives? You seen him out there playing against Valanciunas? You seen a post-game? You see Day-Day out there looking like his old self?
Are you going to answer the
question? Getting steals, getting blocks, sacrificing his body. You see that, Jacoby. He's
got to
play against a lot of bigs for the Lakers. I'll take the Lakers in the play-in plus 10.
That's what I thought. Well, in anticipation of that game, the king himself, LeBron James, had something really interesting to say about the scoring champion, Steph Curry. Let's listen.
We're playing versus, in my opinion, the MVP of our league this year, and Steph. So we got to be, prepared for everything that they have. They got championship DNA as well. You know, they know what it takes and what it feels like to be in pressure games. So, we got to be ready for that opportunity and for that pressure.
Wait. I'm sorry. Did he just say Steph was the MVP? I thought Jokic had this wrapped up. Seems like the MVP race is already over. But now that he's playing against Steph, all of a sudden Steph is the MVP. What do you think about LeBron's comments?
But also, Jacoby, game recognized game. And of course, LeBron James is the king. And those championships that he's earned have validated themselves. But you know who else won three championships recently? Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who was on the other team when each of those happened?
LeBron James.
LeBron James. And so he knows going against Steph and watching the way he played this year at his age is a terrific feat. The kind of numbers that Steph is putting up. Lead the league in scoring. Three-pointers made. Like the accuracy, how effortlessly he does it, and the enthusiasm and joy that he brings to the game. Like, he stays within character. It is his personality. And so LeBron James, I understand that he will be saying that Steph is MVP while not throwing shade at the Joker. But you and I believe the Joker is not only the MVP, but he's also going to win the award.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to win the award, and he has a first-round playoff matchup with the Portland Trail Blazers and another MVP candidate, Dame Lillard. They faced off yesterday. However, the Nuggets didn't really play all their guys all that much. However, Jokic got whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted in this matchup is what I expect to happen in this series. What do you expect to happen in this series based on what you saw yesterday?
This is going to be a great series. And it's a clash of a couple of styles in a lot of ways. The Portland Trail Blazers, you know we've called their backcourt affectionately Mama's Boys since day one. That's how much we love Dame and CJ, because we could relate. And they're going to be the guys that drive their narrative. They're going to be needed to get at least 55, and in certain games, 65 in order for their team to actually be competitive. And Dame has been terrific shooting the Portland Trail Blazers higher in the seeding as the season progressed. They're going to need Nurkic to also ball, who used to play for the Nuggets, by the way.
Yep.
But the Denver Nuggets are just the opposite, and they're different from any other team in the league because their centerpiece is our guy, the Joker, and he's going to initiate offense. And their strength is up front. With the Joker, with Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., JaVale McGee, all of those big bodies, those long athletic players that they have up front. So I anticipate a long, exciting series.
Ooh, I do not anticipate a long, exciting series. I anticipate the Nuggets handling the Blazers easily because they have Facundo Campazzo. If you don't know, now you know. Ever since Jamal Murray went down, everyone's wondering, how are the Nuggets going to keep winning games? And the reason is that man right there, Facundo Campazzo. You see that pass? You see that pass? Look at this guy. He is a wizard with the basketball. Look at the spin he puts on this one to Aaron Gordon. When you have Facundo Campazzo, you win playoff series. That's exactly what I expect to happen in this one. Facundo Campazzo will be giving Dame and CJ problems because he is my guy.
Man, Dame about to hang 45 on him. Game one.
I'll take the under. Okay. I will take the under. Well, it is now time for some more unfounded, irresponsible speculation about NFL quarterbacks.
That's my Let's quarterback.
Is he your quarterback? That is what the people of Green Bay are asking about. Aaron Rodgers, the former MVP, said he does not want to return to the team. And here's what head coach Matt LaFleur had to say about that.
I've got nothing new to update. And we still obviously feel the same way. It's, you know, we want him back in the worst way. I know he knows that. And, you know, we'll continue to work at it each and every day.
He's got no update. Now, Jalen, this is very simple. If they want him back in the worst way, what's one way they could, oh, I don't know, show Aaron Rodgers that?
A blank check. You know, Matt LaFleur, what y'all can do is y'all can just go to the podium and hold up a big blank charity check and sign the bottom of it. That's how y'all can make him happy and want to come back. Until that day happens, David Jacoby, I don't see Aaron Rodgers lining up to play those five nightly national televised games that the Green Bay Packers are scheduled to play. Jordan Love better be ready. He better be ready. Those backups better be ready. Because if he don't get his bread, I just don't see it happening. In week two, you know who they play, right? You know, Jaylen, who they play.
Jaylen, no one cares about the Lions. No one cares about the Lions. We have
We'd
to
love to get
on.
That dub.
You alluded to it. They have five primetime night games. They have a game on Christmas. Do you really think Blake Bortles will be under center for those games? That is not what the league had in mind when they put the Packers in primetime that many times. I like to think that they will find a way to work this out. However, I am skeptical. Anything can happen when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. And right now, it is time for Soft Mover Bossman. Kyle Guy, not exactly a household name in the NBA, gets the ball, down by 23, last regular season game of the year, and
oh!
Jalen, soft mover boss move, going for the windmill, down 23.
It's always a boss move to try to freak a windmill if you get an opportunity. Because here's what I want to teach people about highlights. They're just that. Like following somebody on social media. They don't necessarily have context to them. So when you show that again, whether it's on his social media page or on a highlight, people don't pay attention to the score of the game. So it's a boss move.
Jalen, I agree. Always a boss move when you are Kyle Guy and you can even attempt a windmill. Big shout to him. Jalen, I don't know if you noticed, but the New York Knickerbockers, they're not in the playing game. They're not the sixth seed. They're not the fifth seed. They're the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference. And that man, Julius Randle, is in the MVP conversation. I can't wait to talk about the success of the New York Knickerbockers. Make sure you stay tuned. After this short break, more Jalen Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Dos Equis. Get a DOS. Please enjoy responsibly.
Coming to you live here in the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, the play-in tournament is set. Starting tomorrow night, we have the two Eastern Conference games. It is the Celtics and their disappointing season looking to make the playoffs against the Wizards. What do you think of that matchup?
I think it was genius for Adam Silver to institute the NBA play-in. And I know some people are complaining about it and hope it gets modified. I just want to make sure I put on wax. I like it exactly the way it is and hope it stays this way forever. Anytime we're talking about the Washington Wizards, we get a chance to celebrate Russell Westbrook's triple-double season, his fourth time doing it. We get a chance to celebrate Bradley Beal being second in the NBA in scoring. I hate to break it to you, ring counters. The regular season matters to some of us. It matters to me. And the play-in now allows us to talk about these teams. It allows us to say, nah, Boston, y'all ain't about to fall to the ninth spot and get out of the playoffs late in the year when Jaylen Brown hurts his wrist. Y'all got to play in now. Y'all got to put that story brand in the play-in now. Let's see what they're made of. So I'm excited about this matchup, and I'm really excited to see what Jason Tatum's going to do.
It just feels like these are two teams going two different directions. The Wizards with Russell Westbrook have really picked it up towards the end of the year, and the Celtics have completely fallen apart. It will be so interesting to see this matchup play out in the play-in. Now, not all the Eastern Conference teams are in the play-in. We have one series that is set, and if you think back to last year in the bubble, you remember David Jacoby predicts the Miami Heat to upset the Bucks. It happened, and now we get the rematch of the Heat and the Bucks. What do you think of this matchup, Mr. Rose?
You know how much I love the Heat and their exposure. Mm-hmm. But on this one, I'm going to stay low, keep firing. I'm going to quadruple bet down on that man right there, the Greek Freak, the reigning back-to-back MVP. I appreciate the addition of Drew Holiday, and you love that he plays defense and gets 10-plus assists. Yep. Yep. And I love Middleton, how he gets buckets, and they're not necessarily fancy. They have a terrific trio. But I'm betting on Giannis not to get stymied this year like he did last year. I'm predicting that the Milwaukee Bucks find a way to upend the Miami Heat and get revenge for getting eliminated last year.
I love the addition of Drew Holiday, exactly what this team needs, and they gave up a lot to get him, and it's going to pay off in this series. However, Jalen Rose, I'm capo of the Miami Mafia, and once you're in, you cannot get out. I'm predicting that the Miami Heat again upset the Bucks, and I'm going to be right again. Bam Adebayo is exactly what Giannis does not like to see in front of him, and my shooters, Hero and Duncan Robinson, who haven't had a great year, have started to put it together towards the end of the season. You're going to see the Miami Heat again for the second straight season upset the Bucks. You're going to see it. Remember this moment right now. Remember how you doubted Eric Spoelstra. Remember how you doubted Pat Riley. Remember this feeling right now. You're going to regret it because the Miami Heat are once again going to shock the world, except for me.
Oh, man. And those so that you're watch telling Jacoby. Me Giannis signed his extension and all? And he gonna lose this time in the first round?
That's exactly what's gonna happen. It's exactly what's gonna happen. Remember this moment. Jalen, I don't know if you know this, but the New York Knicks are the four seed. The four seed. They were on the brink of the play-in tournament like 2 days ago. And now they're the four seed. There's going to be a home game one against the Atlanta Hawks in Madison Square Garden. 33rd Street, 8th Avenue is going to be absolutely on fire because the Knicks are not just in the playoffs. Not just in the playoffs. They're hosting game one against the Hawks. What do you expect to see from that man, Julius Randle, and the New York Knicks?
This also worked itself out because now you have two on paper overachieving teams facing one another in the first round, which means that fan base, either one that advances, is going to be enthusiastic about their season. The Hawks are on their second coach, and this is a great opportunity for Trae Young and John Collins to do work in the playoffs, and your guy Bogdanovich. And how about the Knicks with Randle and RJ Barrett leading the league in total minutes played, doing a lot of isolation. Julius does it the most in the league. So this is gonna be a great matchup. But you know who loves this the most? The Philadelphia 76ers. That's why they're celebrating the number one seed, because to the winners go the spoils. And congratulations, Sixers. You have a red carpet ride to the Eastern Conference Finals. So be ready when y'all get there. Be ready when
Just remember, Knicks fans, the disrespect that Jalen Rose just gave to the franchise that absolutely is on fire right now. You played for the Knicks, Jalen Rose. You played for the Knicks. And now you're calling them a red carpet ride for the 76ers to the Eastern Conference Finals. You're going to regret that. You're making a lot of mistakes today. It is now time for a very short break. When we come back, Jalen Rose will most likely be wrong about some other stuff. You're not going to want to miss that. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, over the weekend in the NBA, we found out all of the playoff seedings and the play-in tournament teams. However, we also found out the list of players and coaches and people that will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2021. One name stands out to me, your former teammate, Chris Webber.
Congratulations to C-Web and his family. To watch him go from playing 13 and under AAU together on the Super Friends to now see him be in the Hall of Fame is just outstanding. And you see, he has some of the greatest hands and feet of a big in the history of basketball on every level. He was going coast to coast, throwing behind the back bounce passes like that when he was in middle school. And he started doing spin out lobs too. And how about the truth, Paul Pierce? Who's proven to be clutch, one of the greatest Celtics of all time, Finals MVP, and my brother Chris Bosh, who went to Miami, won a couple of championships, an all-NBA performer, terrific defender, well-deserved in each case. I'm really happy for each one of them.
We will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN. Make sure you check that out and our podcast. We always say give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is pod-exclusive content. Now, Mr. Rose, we couldn't talk about all of the matchups because we only have 22 minutes in the TV show. But there are some series that I need to discuss with you, Mr. Rose.
Yeah, it is.
There are some series I need to discuss with you. Number one, Clippers Mavericks. If you remember, Luka stole a game in the bubble. It was a six-game series. It wasn't that competitive. The Clippers at the time were considered to be the best team in the league. What do you expect will be different this time around with the Clippers and Mavs?
Hopefully, Porzingis can stay in the game the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hope to see happen different. He had a couple of skirmishes/incidents. Where he got tangled up, ended up causing him to get ejected from games and stuff like that. Also for Luka, now that the playoffs have started, you have to adjust your mind state and cut down on the technicals because you can't be giving the team free points on the other side that's already a favorite against you. I'm also watching if Tim Hardaway could keep shooting like he was shooting later in the season.
Yep.
Because he got on fire late.
He had a couple of huge games.
When you have that with Luka's wizardry is what Luka has. The pace, snails, but the floor is unlocked. Turning over both shoulders, shooting the three. He's improved his three. The step back going left is lethal. It's crazy. I expect an exciting series. I expect the Clippers to try to be physical with Porzingis with all of their big bodies. Zubac, Serge, Morris, and see if they can intimidate him. On the perimeter, they're going to try to do the same thing with Luka, in particular with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And so I'm truly looking forward to this series. I'm looking forward to all of the series. But I just think the Clippers are too much. Clippers in six.
So the Clippers played the Oklahoma City Thunder. Again, the Thunder team that's not trying to win basketball games. They played them on Sunday. The Clippers did not play Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Nicholas Batum, Morris, Rondo, Cousins. Some people think that perhaps they were trying to get to a four seed trying to get to a 4-5 matchup, trying to avoid being on the same side of the bracket as the Los Angeles Lakers. Do you think this was the strategy heading into the game?
Anyone that acts like teams, coaches, players aren't paying attention to the standings or jockeying for a position, that would be the equivalent of somebody that does stocks and bonds but not paying attention to the Wall Street Journal. Like, it's their job to know. And if you are the Clippers, I'm happy that they chose that route, because as a member of the media and a former player, I hope to see this year what I thought I was going to see last year. And that was the Clippers-Lakers in the conference finals.
Mm.
I don't really want to see them play in the first or the second round. I want to see those two teams, the best two teams in the West, play in the conference finals.
Oh, wait, hold on a second, Jalen. So you want to see the Clippers and the Lakers in the conference finals? Is this the same Jalen Rose that just earlier today said that if the Lakers go to the play-in, they're not winning the West. And the Lakers look so fragile. And there's such a small margin of error. But now you've got them basically going all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, the great thing about, like, you know, twisting what somebody says, you continue to do it too. I said if the Lakers are a part of the play-in, they will not win it all this year.
Okay.
That was what I said about them. Because the seven journey is so very tough. And the fragility that you talk about is something I'm going to worry about when it's time to play against a team like the Clippers in the conference finals. But all you know, at that point of the season, I might just be picking the Clippers again. Stay tuned.
We will. It will be very interesting to see how the Lakers' playoff journey plays out, because I could see it going two dramatically different ways. I could see in the play-in game, AD doesn't finish the game, LeBron doesn't finish the game, they lose. Or I could see them just be like, oh, wait, we bet against two of the top five players in the same team, and they just waltz their way into the finals. I could literally see it going bounced in the play-in tournament because of injuries, or cruising all the way to the NBA Finals, and I feel the same way about the Nets. The Nets are my pick to come out of the East. I'm not going to overthink it. The Nets are my pick to come out of the East. All three played. Jalen, can we talk about the Knicks? Because I just want you to say into a microphone. I want
you
to say into a microphone.
Get excited about your New York Knickerbockers.
I want you to say into a microphone that you're going to pick the Hawks over the Knicks in this series. I just want you to say it into a microphone so you can be wrong.
I'm taking the Hawks.
Mm.
Let me rewind the tape again. When the Hawks and the Knicks play a playoff series, my choice is Atlanta. And let me tell you why, sir.
I'm listening.
And by the way, when I say this on this podcast, you know one of our favorite podcast listeners? He's the general manager of the New York Knickerbockers. His name is Scott Perry.
I apologize,
he's
gonna
immediately
Mr. Perry.
Text me or call me. He's going to be at the golf outing. You saw him there.
Uh-huh.
That's my brother. But I'm going to tell you this. And shout to William Wesley. One of the coldest nicknames I ever created is Worldwide West. Julius Randle, ISO first, second, third, and fourth, and fifth. Give it to Derrick Rose, isolation 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's exciting to watch. It's built more for the regular season.
Disagree.
And what I anticipate Nate McMillan, who also, like Tibbs, is a terrific defensive coach, they're going to zone up on the Knicks. And I'm not saying that it's going to be a sweep, I'm saying it's going to be a 7-game series. And I'm going to tell you why the Hawks are going to win. Trae Young. This is going to be his chance to show everybody that he's just as good as a lot of players that we talk about more than him. For example, like a Ja Morant. He wants to be discussed in those conversations, but he hasn't been in the playoffs. Just like Ja hasn't been in the playoffs. So now this is both of their chances as young players. I think Trae Young seizes the moment in this series. The New York Knickerbockers are going to need to keep a defensive point guard on the floor to try to slow him down. That's going to also take away from their offensive prowess when you see it a lot more Peyton and a lot of Frankie Buckets. Who's out there to play defense? That's why in the game 7, Trae Young, 35-13. Hawks advance.
They will need to keep defensive point guard to limit Trae Young. However, the idea that you think that it would be a 7-game series and the Knicks would take the floor in Madison Square Garden in a game 7 and lose. Like, the idea that you're predicting that. It just, I see, if you're listening to this podcast, Jalen just screwed his face up. Now he's got his hand, he's looking at the sky, he's reconsidering it. I can see it. I can see the machinations going on in this man's brain. You're saying, wait a second, I picked a 7-game series, but it's going to be at Madison Square Garden because the Knicks are the 4 seed, so now you're picking against the Knicks in game 7. That's what you're doing?
No, what I actually was doing was reminding myself that Clint Capella also plays for the Hawks.
He does.
That's what I was actually doing.
He does.
Right?
He's had a good year. Okay. He kind of had a slow start. He had some on and off the floor, but he's had a great second half to his year.
I was actually doing that. And you know what else I was actually doing? I was reliving watching Trae Young split pick and rolls and throw lobs to John Collins. I was just reliving it. And I was thinking about Bogdanovich knocking down threes at a rapid rate. And you know what it reminded me of? How confident I am in my pick.
Good for you. So, Jalen, I know you get stressed out about this kind of stuff. You've got an official ballot for the NBA. It needs to be handed in tonight. I've been with you on this day before. You have trouble logging on. You call Michelle. You're like, the password ain't working. You get all stressed out about this. And this year, the MVP is going to be Nikola Jokic. However, you got to pick 5 spots. So when you tonight, you have trouble logging on, you call Michelle, you get all mad, you're going to send me a text, be like, you know, Dame or Kawhi Leonard or something like that. Like, I've been down this road with you before, but right now, if you were logged on, after the 45 minutes it takes you to log in, and you had to fill out your 5 picks for MVP, who you got?
Shout to the NBA. I never take for granted the opportunity to evaluate my peers is something I take extremely serious. It's something I do a lot of, not only watching games, but like being unbiased and being a true professional, because this is really important as far as I'm concerned. And so that's why I get stressed out, because most of the stuff in my life that I do ain't important, so I don't get stressed out, but this doesn't fall in that category. And so it's like, and it's not just picking MVP list, which I'm about to give you. You need to pick all defensive first, second, and team.
Yep.
3 all NBA teams.
That one gets squirrely at the end, at 13.
Because you have to have a center. And I'll tell you what, I'm already stumbling in my brain when we come back to it. Also, you pick each award. And what you try not to do for me is, like, Giannis last year won MVP and Defensive Player of the Year.
Yep.
I felt like, based on Anthony Davis' season, he and Giannis were eye to eye, and they could have been co-defensive player of the year. And since I gave Giannis the MVP, I gave Anthony Davis defensive player of the year.
Interesting.
So that's how like real fair and unbiased that I try to really like evaluate the totality of the importance of a regular season. And so when you ask me my top five MVP picks, they're not going to be first team all NBA. That's what's going to be tricky about this year, because first, second, and third team has to have a center attached to it. So if Nikola Jokic is my choice for MVP, that means he's also my first team center. If Joel Embiid is my second answer to your question, I can't make him my second team center because he's the second to me in the MVP race.
This year you can make him a forward.
So now I gotta make Embiid a forward, which means by the time I get the third team all NBA, somebody gonna be like, who did he pick? He picked Clint Capella? He picked Bam? Like, the struggle becomes real. And let me tell you why. So if I'm picking Jokic is first for my MVP, I'll say Embiid is second. With Embiid, and this is where it gets stressed out, I'm gonna need a bottle of wine. And so he now creates, like in school, the injury curve for me, for everybody else in the league. So now he's played 52 games. So to me, if the person ain't played at least 52 games out of 72, when they normally play 82, they won't be all NBA.
LeBron James, not on your on any of your all NBA teams.
Did he play 52 games?
I don't think so.
That has to be the curve. Because if that's the case, then I could put KD, Harden, LeBron, AD. That's not really rewarding the regular season performers of this year. This isn't a lifetime achievement award. This is who I saw perform the best during the 72-game schedule. And if you miss 20 of those games, that's substantial.
LeBron played 45 games.
He don't make the curve. I didn't even start going through what players that was, like Kawhi Leonard. Does he make the curve?
I'll check it out.
And so
as you do that, Embiid has played 51.
Okay, 51, okay. So to me, 51 got to be the curve, dog. That's over 20 games missed, dog. That's real capital. What is that, like 20% of the year?
No, that's more. It's 20%
of
100.
Yeah, that's like 30% of the year.
Yeah, it's like between 25 and 30%. Kawhi Leonard has played 52 games, so he makes the curve to you. So you're putting him on an All-NBA team.
And so let me tell you why I bring this up. When we talk about MVP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since Kawhi has become the elite All-NBA championship level face of load management, when we look at the Western Conference standings, the Clippers have one of the best records. When you look at his stats, he has some of the greatest stats and best efficiency in the league, improved his assists.
Yeah, he got 5 assists, 6.5 rebounds, 25 points.
But because this has become about narrative, and unfortunately for him, he's become the face of it. There are going to be people that assume that Joel Embiid should be in the MVP race because he had a better season and played more games than Kawhi, when Kawhi actually played more games than Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And so now, Kawhi automatically got to be first or second team.
Second team.
Okay, so my five in this order, the Joker, first team All-NBA center as well. Embiid, first team All-NBA front court. Third,
Steph.
Third, I'm going.
Giannis. Steph. CP3.
Third, I'm going. Steph Curry.
Okay. Gets tricky here.
I'm going Steph Curry. I think these last 2 months in particular have been historically great. So now you got to take that into context. It's one thing if he was giving me the 30s and leading the league in scoring. But he's giving me like 49 in 26 minutes. You know, he's making like 10 threes a game like 8 or 9 times this year when no other player in their career has done it over 7. And that person is Klay Thompson, who isn't playing this year. And so when you give me all-time historic greatness, I know he's on the 8th seed. But Steph Curry's the 3rd spot. The 4th spot, I will give to Chris Paul.
Ooh, over Giannis. Okay.
I'm going to give it to Chris Paul because were the Phoenix Suns in the playoffs last year?
No.
Were the Warriors in the playoffs last year?
No.
What seed are the Warriors?
The Warriors are the 8th seed in the play-in tournament.
And what seed are the Suns?
Nah, number 2 seed.
Okay, this is where your basketball intellect has to trump stats. Because the fruit of CP3's game is not to give us 35 points. So if you're watching CP3 and expecting him to score 35, 40 points, that's not the seed of what makes him the point god. You're not truly appreciating the essence of what he brings to the table. Defensively, in the clutch, unlocking Devin Booker, and Ayton, and Bridges, and Cam. And so, he's 4th. 5th?
Don't overlook Giannis.
I'm going Giannis.
I think that's fair. I think CP3 and Giannis could be flipped, but that's splitting hairs at this point. Obviously, Dame doesn't get in there, but I think that's a good fight.
I can sleep well knowing that Giannis's stats are just as good as this year as the last 2 years he won it. Their record is virtually basically what it was the last couple of years, and they do have a great big three. But if they didn't have Giannis, they'd be playing the Wizards to see who's playing into the tournament.
Wow. Well, Jalen, I know you'll be stressed out tonight. Feel free to text me anytime. I got you.
I will.
I'll hit you back. I know how this stresses you out.
I'm calling.
And I'll pick up, and we will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose? Special guest tomorrow, too.
And so that's why we distort first and the second team. Coming up on tomorrow's show, my nephew, the number 2 prospect in the 2023 NBA draft, who just declared that he would forego playing in college and overseas to join the G League's Ignite squad.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
Jaden Hardy will be joining the show. Make sure you check it out on TV and podcast. Why? Because we're not done. We're not done. We are not done.